Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you guys.
Smooth. Drama. Smooth. Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. And we want to hear from you. So please, call us if you can. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. If you're afraid to call in, as some of you may be prone to do, you know you can email us, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com, questions, comments, concerns. We take those, and we do stuff with them, like answering. I've answered many over the years. Over the air. And I won't even say your government name. I'll say your other government name. I'm simple like that. Social networking. If you're on Facebook, if you ask to join the Smooth Drama group, myself or Mr. J, he of the shiny forehead and non-hairy ears, we will add you. Once again, Mr. J and myself. Mr. J has, you know, his ears aren't like hairy. They're not like out in front hairy. It's subliminal hairy. It's different.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can explain that to me at another time because I don't understand that.
Yeah.
Hairy ears are, but what is subliminal hair?
It's subliminal.
Like,
it's,
what is
like
that?
It's there.
But it's not?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Anyway,
right.
Anywhere you find Smooth Drama, please feel free to add us and follow us or whatever, and we'll follow you back. We can talk a taste on it, unless you're weird. Then we reserve the right to say no.
Really? Really? I don't think that's true either.
Okay.
Yeah, tell them, even if you're weird, especially join. Especially join if you're weird.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Oh, and also, lest I forget, if you're one of the lucky people who can get to the Smooth Drama site, we always, at the end of the show, well, after the show, and sometimes during the show, we answer questions there also. And you can jump into the chat room live on the Blog Talk chat. Because I'm here. And I'm there. And I'm big, bass, moving out everywhere. Just throw you.
Now do it. Okay.
All right. So let's get some stuff out the way. R. Kelly. You know, R. Kelly saw that Daniel Hernandez got out and was like, yeah, I'm getting out too, son. House arrest. Tell everybody, hey, we having a COVID party. It's coming this week. Y'all get ready. And judge said no. He wanted to be released and placed under home confinement to protect him from the coronavirus, saying that he had a recent surgery. And that he's vulnerable. They said that the jail he was in weren't taking the sufficient protections because in jail they don't give a damn about you. Maybe.
They
allegedly.
Don't. Well,
yeah.
No, they don't. You can
yeah,
say it.
Yeah, social distancing in the jail is like null and void, right? It's like, well, I'm going to sleep in the bed and you sleep over there in the corner.
is there a corner?
I don't know.
Is there a corner
know.
In jail?
Yeah.
I don't
think
so.
And not only rejected it, saying that, hey, one, he's younger than the age group that they say is is at high risk, and they say his alleged history of abuse means that he continues to be a flight risk or a danger to the community, even though nobody's going to be outside. It's a danger.
Well, several inmates have died already, so because they're getting it from the correctional officers. Because they get to leave, and then they come back. So, and that's the thing. It might be a correctional officer that's asymptomatic.
Yeah, well, now they hope.
How would you know?
See, this is the beauty of being a federal snitch. You can get out.
Yeah.
Not that I'm trying to defend R. Kelly or anything, but it seems weird that he can't get out. Like, he's a flight risk. Where are you going? Where is he going?
Nowhere.
Right now? If he tried to get on the plane, he'd be like one of five people on the plane. Maybe. If there are people still flying.
I mean, yeah. I don't think there's a person alive that would not recognize him. So, I mean,
even if he tried,
I guess, unless he has a master disguise. So.
I'm going to say this, and it's going to come off as horrible to a lot of people, maybe not. But a lot of these singers, I don't know who they are. So, for example, Brown Sugar. As somebody, I was the hip hop. Well, I'm still a hip hop cat. So, a lot of the R&B singers, if they would have been sitting next to me on the bus, whatnot, I would not have known who the hell they were. You know, I knew Prince.
I mean, but that would depend on who, though, right?
I didn't know who R. Kelly was till he peed on somebody.
Are you serious? OMG.
As a heart attack. I was like, no, to the R&B, the whole, if they start that whole rhythm and whatever on BET, I never watched that. I just, none of that.
Oh, okay.
Jodeci, I knew none of them. Like, really.
Wow.
Yeah. It just,
that's amazing.
Yeah, I never knew what any of them looked like. I was a true hater for real. It was like, I could tell you every hip-hop artist, even the ones that people don't even know. I could have told you the difference between MC Breeze and Breeze. It's how hip hop I was.
Okay. Yeah.
But R&B, man, look, they all could walk. I knew none of them.
So the 90s was no 90s R&B for you. No 2000, early 2000 R&B.
Yeah, I did.
Well, I know you definitely don't listen to it now because there virtually is none.
Right.
So yeah.
I mean,
wow.
You know some songs, but I just, no. Nope. So, yeah, it's kind of funny.
But you would know R. Kelly now, though. I mean, if you've seen him now, you would know who he is. And that's what I'm saying, though. Like, people would know who he is. Even people
too.
Who didn't know, just because he's been in the media or, in, you know, he's infamous now. He's no longer famous.
Yeah, it took him peeing in the girl's face. I saw the video for me to know who he was, how he looked.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. Speaking of infamous, so, you know, we got the coronavirus relief package out there, right? So it's injury aid. Most people who have a business have filed for their chunk of change, including me, allegedly. So, come to find out, though, if you're a sex worker in the adult industry, you can't get no money. You can't get no money, Brown Sugar.
Why not? Don't they pay their taxes? Or they should.
No. If you, and here's what it says, present live performances or a prurient sexual nature or derive directly or indirectly more than the minimis gross revenue through the sale of products or services or the presentation of any depictions or displays of a prurient sexual nature. And prurient, which is a word that I had never heard before, is defined as having or encouraging an excessive interest in sexual matters.
Interesting.
So, yeah. Prurient. If you're prurient, that's my new word now. I'm all about the prurient now. I'm there in prurient.
Okay.
So you know, I just thought that, man. And we're just it's a joke, but it's not a joke. But you start thinking of how hard it is to suck the dick of a stranger that you are not attracted to.
Right.
And be present and satisfy that individual.
that is virtually impossible.
Right. And no,
it really is. Like, I can't even imagine.
Yeah, but that's what they do, right? That they do that every day, all day. And so now that they can't make a living, they're being penalized because that's their job. Does they satisfy people? They scratch an itch. So if you're a massage parlor,
you'd have to be a masseuse. You could be a masseuse, right?
Yeah, but were you saying, so yeah. Do you lump that in because people might say, well, hey, this place gives happy endings.
Well, how do you know, though? You can't advertise that.
Allegedly. I don't know.
And not all places give happy endings. I've been to several, and I've never received
right.
a happy ending.
Yeah,
and nobody's ever propositioned me either. So.
Yeah, I know. They
were on the up and up. So.
Yeah, it was sad. I was like, man. I can't even. Anyway, so
you have to seek those out. I know a few that do, so you have to seek them out.
Oh yeah, I mean we all kind of know where they are, pick them out. But I just think that it's very disingenuous that you would penalize people. In that category, especially because you know they're working hard and that they don't have anything. They're the poorest of the poor. That's the reason why they're turning tricks in the first place.
Well, are we talking about prostitution or are we talking about porn? Because that's
the same. No, they're the same under the designation of the government in this in the relief bill.
I mean, because prostitution is illegal, porn is not. So
well,
I can see where prostitution would have issues,
no,
but porn shouldn't.
Yeah, no, because remember, in Las Vegas, it's legal. So in places it's legal.
I mean.
Yeah, so you're at the Bunny Ranch. And so, yeah, they're talking about the Bunny Ranch. You can get some if you got a hazmat suit and all this other stuff, right, and the mask and the gloves. But they're being injured. And so if you're there, they can't apply for a loan.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, not that I'm feeling sorry for them, but I'm just saying it smacks as contradictory.
It is, but you know, like I said, I'm not really feeling sorry. I mean, who wouldn't love to like make a living from sex? So, I mean, you know, and they are. So, I mean, it's a choice. They made their choice. So,
yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, so like, if you're a stripper, you can't.
Yeah. Wow. I know they were looking forward to that too.
Yeah, I mean, but if you're a stripper, you're not really having sex with people per se.
No. No.
Unless,
not.
You know, you're putting it out there. I mean, so I don't know.
Well,
I
mean, that's
curious.
Is under, like you said, the happy ending. So it's because I'm sure there are some strippers that do.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those things that they say you can't do it, but then everybody does it. So.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some senators and congressmen that give happy endings too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we call them bribes for they're being lobbied. But I guess that's a different kind of happy ending. That's the kind of happy ending I need, right? I need somebody to bribe me. Yeah.
To bribe you? Okay.
Yeah, just. I don't know. I'm ready to be lobbied, you know. Vote for something. I don't know. On that note, we probably need to go on a break. This is Goody Mob, Soul Food.
My old boy from the point, but I'm from Southwest. And every now and then I get put to the test, but I can't be stopped, cause I gotta come through. Ain't got no gun, but I got my crew. Didn't come for no beef, cause I don't eat steak. I gotta play the soul food, chicken, rice, and gravy. Not coming in too much, drinking a couple punts. Tropical every last Thursday of the
Daddy
month.
Put the high grits on my chest in the morning. When I was sick, Mary had the hot soup on it. Didn't know why, but it felt so good. Lots of waffles in the morning, headed back to the woods. Now full of the tea, got some soul on blast. My brain and haven't stopped learning yet. I wings for mojos, got my forehead sweat. Celery and blue cheese on my menu.
When I ride my bike, cannot steal. Top face booms around me like cancer. Drill. We were secondhand off the coast, but only 2 weeks. Not the worst, plus I'm getting killed by this tilt and this jacket from Optimus. Stabbing niggas, laughing, still clown. Don't talk to me like that. Lead them through it, of course, living day by day. And you ain't hard trick, hell you say.
It's such a blessing when my eyes get to see the sunrise. Another chance to get further away from where I've been, but I never forget. Everything I went through, I appreciate the shit. Because if I had a win that took the ease away, wouldn't be the strong nigga that I am today. Everything that I did, just the thing I was told, that ended up being food for my soul.
Man, get your soul food. Well, then, your passion soul.
Sunday morning, where you eating at? I'm on 1365, Wichita Drive, over with a stove ride. Heard you dropping chicken in yesterday's grease, then go together with this Puerto Rican. Last night, hanging over from a good time. Yeah, beef is cheaper, but it's pork with red dye between two pieces of bread. And I started look good with them hairy legs. Wish I could cut her up, but my stomach come for 4 eggs. A house full of holes. Know what the ingredients, forget it, plus a month of flow.
They know they're making it hard on the yard. Fuck Chris Garden, fuck Marshall Claw. Taking us when we in the spotlight for a joke. Changing by the day, I see it's getting bigger in my square. Bigger than Lennox from the outside with the stairs. No matter they go inside, Tamika and Tiffany outside. Tripping and skipping rope to the beats from my chief. And I see what's up from the driver.
I keep it helping the fried chicken, macaroni and cheese, and collard greens too big for my team. Smoke steam from under the lid that's on the pot. Ain't never had a lot, but thankful for the little that I got. Why not?
What I write, and Miss Lady acting like me in jail. Said she ain't got no extra hush puppies to sell. Bay can't see food, making me hit the door with a mind full of attitude. It was a line that the beautiful JJ's rib shack was packed too. Looking to be one of them days where mama ain't cooking. Everybody's out hunting with the family, looking for a little soul food.
Man, get your soul food. Well, then, your passion soul food. All right. Everything is for free, as good as it can be. Come and get some soul food. Come and get your soul food. Well, it's your passion.
together you got to move. Drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word and Miss Brown Sugar. That was Goody Mob, Soul Food. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right.
Brown Sugar.
I got this.
Yeah.
I got this question here. So, we live in society, and right now, you say we're in the twilight zone. I say we in the apocalypse. Meeting in the middle. It's the twilight apocalypse.
That's a good movie.
The twilight apocalypse.
The Twilight Apocalypse. It could be.
We could make that one.
Okay.
Maybe I should up the homegirl, Tina Mabry. Like, hey, there you're not busy right now. Can I pitch you on this idea for a movie? Twilight Apocalypse.
You have the title.
Anyway, it's a society of analogies, right? You know, we compare stuff a lot.
Yes, we
do. The narrative out there, it's like, you know, we don't do the right, you know, doing the right thing is naive and dumb. Like, because, you know, you remember growing up, the smart kid was looked at like something was wrong with him.
Mm-hmm.
And the kid that was not so bright, or the kids that were not so bright, it's like, they the shining stars. Shining stars for you to see how dumb your life can be.
They were the disruptive cool kids.
Yeah.
Cool kids.
Yeah. That narrative that the right thing is naive and dumb. We kind of living that out right now.
Right?
You know, because you see people. So, for example, dude in Georgia, Brian Kemp, Governor Brian Kemp, you say his name right, right? So Brian Kemp, like, hey, you know what? We're going to open up the beach. He said, we're going to open up the beaches. And he says that not only you must reopen it, anybody who refuse these orders are going to get put in jail or fined.
For not opening up the beach.
Yep.
Okay.
Because, hey, it's got to happen, right? It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I mean,
the deaths are rising every day. But
I don't know how popular the beaches are in Florida or how necessary they are. But, I mean, if it's worth your life, then have at it.
Georgia. Georgia.
Oh,
not
Florida.
Oh,
you know, I just assumed this was a Floridian thing because it sounds so stupid.
don't make sense.
Oh,
right?
Wow, in Georgia, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess the beaches are popular in Georgia too. Then.
Yeah.
I mean, is that a financial decision he's making or what?
You know, all these decisions are financial.
Or is he trying to make it? Well, and that's what I'm saying. So, like, what kind of revenue does the beach make? Or is it lots of restaurants around the beach?
Well, I'm guessing restaurants, mute park, whatnot, because a lot of these cats, they understand, and it's sad, that people are going to blame them because stuff happens in your state, city. It's weird. Mm-hmm. Folks don't go for the root cause. They just look, well, you were in charge when that happened, so you got to go.
Yeah.
It's.
I mean, but he made a reckless decision, though, so, I mean.
Yeah. There's a lot of people making reckless decisions. So, for example.
Yeah, no, but I'm just saying.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. So, for example, Andrew Yang, the Asian guy that was running for president.
Mm-hmm.
So, he made a speech. He
mm-hmm.
wrote it in an article,
mm-hmm.
and it was titled, "We Asian Americans Are Not the Virus, But We Can Be Part of the Cure." So he posted it on April Fool's. So it's like, one, it's like you was like waiting on him to say, oh, yeah, it was April Fool's, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what he said was, it started with him going to the grocery store, and he felt judged and demeaned. And for the first time, he felt self-conscious and a bit ashamed of being Asian.
What?
Yeah. I gotta keep going because it's kind of funny. It's sad. So he goes on to say, Asian Americans need to demonstrate that they are part of the solution by embracing our Americanness in ways we never have before. We need to step up, help our neighbors, donate gear, vote, wear red, white, and blue, volunteer, fund aid organizations, and do everything in our power to accelerate the end of this crisis. We should show without a shadow of a doubt that we are Americans who will do our part for our country in this time of need. The Asian
okay.
thing to do. So,
okay, I'm not understanding.
Yeah, that was what most people were like, hold on. So people are racist towards, you know, and people are attacking Asians because they're saying you caused the coronavirus, right?
Yeah.
It's really stupid because it's like somebody ate the bad bat and that's how it starts or whatever. And I've said my thoughts on this, and I generally I don't like to go deep into this because I can probably get people upset, like people who have pets. Cause I see people who they kiss their pets in the mouth. See, like, I mean, because you say bats are, you know, unclean, whatever, they have rabies, all that. But dogs, they get rabies, right?
Yeah.
Pretty unclean animals. They lick their own ass. I mean, and I have to say that maybe there's some humans out there who lick their own asses. And if you are one of those humans that can lick your own ass, God bless you, first. And two, I commend you. You're special. But I'm just saying, people kiss their dogs and they, you know, they do stuff with their pets. It's kind of unhygienic. Right?
Yeah.
And Yeah.
I don't know.
People offer hyperbole, and you know, because it's like, oh well, because they eat bats and whatnot. They ate that bat, and that's, you know, that's part of that silly rumor. I mean, I will go to my grave saying that this was made in a laboratory. That's just me. That's the conspiracy theorist in me.
Yeah, well,
I'm not
going to
go with the animal.
I've read that too.
Yeah. And then, of course, they say that it was made in China, and it got loose, whatnot. And I mean,
that
makes sense for people to create a virus and let it loose in your own country to wipe out a lot of people in your country. But I digress. The issue is, even if you want to blame, and if you say it's a Chinese virus, like they say it is, it's still not on the common person. See, it's like the argument, Brown Sugar. We have what you call terrorists, right? And terrorists are always blowing up poor people in countries that they're at war with, that they have beef with, right?
The
poor people ain't got nothing to do with the policy. Like, there ain't no poor dude that made a decision like, you know what, we gonna drop the bomb. Even though some people agree with it. But they never blow them people up.
You're right.
They always blow up the people that ain't got nothing to do with it. And so, I promise you, any Asian that you run across here in the United States, I'm going to take a hard 100.00000, and I'm going to add a 0.1 on top of that, that they were not in that laboratory when this virus was created. They had nothing to do with it. And I'm going to guess that all my Asian homies more than likely don't want the virus, don't want to get it. I don't think it's too many people. Volunteering, like, you know what? I want to get that corona. I want to get it. I want to see what it's all about.
Exactly.
But that's what we're talking about here. Just the suspension of common sense. And for dude to come out and say, hey, we got to be more American, it's like, I mean, what are you supposed to do?
More American as far as?
Yeah.
What?
Like, you got to put on the white and blue.
I mean, Americans are getting the virus too, so I don't understand that.
Right.
We're not immune to it, so.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, because I haven't seen any country that's not, you know, had casualties.
Yeah.
So
it's just like
everywhere.
When they were saying black people, you know, couldn't get it. So it's like, okay.
Yeah, stupid people are always gonna talk. You can't stop that. It's going to happen. All right? I thought that was interesting. As well as the fact that, so we talk about being crooked, right? This is probably as crooked as you can get. I mean, because you say the politics has always been dirty, right? George Washington was a hero until he became president. And then they hated him. I mean, they hated him. Everybody talked about him, I remember my homie Tom. Shout out to Tom, by the way. I'm still kicking your ass in Scrabble, but I digress. George Washington, how George Washington fleeced the nation. Presidents generally steal, but it's on the low, right? You don't hear about, unless you go back to historical documents, whatnot, where they talk about George Washington and all the other hypocritical presidents who stole and swindled and all that other stuff. We come up to nowadays where it used to be subtle stuff, like George Bush would start a war and the vice president's company, Halliburton, would go over there and clean it up, get the contracts, make money. Mm-hmm. But it still wasn't nothing that was out front. So now, Donald Trump, you know, he came out with saying, hey, that hydroxychloroquine, it's a great drug, mm-hmm. the anti-malaria drug, you know, that those people died from, that dude died from.
Yeah.
Say, yeah, it's a good drug. Only thing is, he owns a stake in the company that produces it.
That people die from.
Yeah, but, you know, they're touting it as a cure for the coronavirus. He's got a personal stake in it. Like, he owns a piece of that company that creates it.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
see what I'm saying? It's just out front dirty. Not even, hey, you know what? This drug that I own a piece of, it will fix all your ills. You say
let's see.
It's there. Pay me.
Okay.
I'm saying, how much dirtier can you, I mean, just out front crooked can you be when you can tout something that you own, like, for the world? Like, hey, you know what? This drug, it's one of the best drugs ever. And if you take it right.
Well, I mean, if he puts it out there and somebody bites, you know, you can't blame him. You really can't. You can blame the person who bites, though. Just because
yeah.
he puts it out there doesn't mean you have to go to it or engage.
Okay, so why were they trying to put Tupac in jail for saying stuff about the police or NWA or Ice-T?
I didn't agree with that.
No, I'm just saying it's just, you know.
Oh, why? Because they didn't want, because they knew his power, you know, because he was an influencer, so he can influence people to, you know, have the same feeling as he did and, you know, not respect police officers or law.
So wouldn't the dude that, President of the United States, wouldn't he count as an influencer? Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Yeah, definitely.
Just a little bit? As an influencer? No?
I'm not saying that he's not, and that's what I'm saying, though. If I feel the same way about Tupac. I don't think he should have been silenced. I think, you know, if people did what he was putting out there. He put out the bait, and if you bite it, then, you know, you deal with the repercussions of it all, so.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I mean, because, you know, in the mutual fund, his largest holding was Sanofi, which he owns a piece of. That was all. I just thought that was very interesting because you talk about the height of corruption where you can be so corrupt that you could hook yourself. I mean, because we're at that tipping point because say it's always been corrupt, right? You know, founding fathers, you know, freedom or death. Hey, you better get every piece of that fucking hay up, slave. I will fucking kill you.
Yes.
Freedom or liberty? I mean, they're writing this stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean,
but you mentioned like recent corruption, like with Halliburton, that nobody even knew about that until after it was over. And people were disgusted and upset. But I mean, you know, some people may have known, but I'm just saying it wasn't like you're saying it's so out there now for him to say it. But then that's what he's been doing. He's been putting his mess out there and people have been eating it up. So why would he stop? Well, I mean, who's going to stop him?
Well, probably nobody.
I mean, you know, that's give somebody an inch. You know, you give them an inch and they take a mile. So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. You can't really get mad at. I mean, it's disgusting what he's doing, but also you really get mad at the people who are like encouraging it. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying if you get mad at the people who encourage it. Or you talk to them, or whatever you say.
You know, I'm not mad at them. If people want to go to the beach, they want to hang out, they want to get their corona on, do your thing. Do your thing. I got nothing but love for you. It's that five heartbeats. I got nothing but love for you, baby.
Or you can do Heavy D's. I got nothing but love for you. But I have an issue with that because the longer people don't listen, the longer this is going to go on. I'm really surprised that we're not in martial law now. So then that tells me something, that it is serious, but it's not as serious, or there's underlying factors regarding this disease or this sickness or this virus or this pandemic, whatever you want to call it. So, I mean, it's always amazing to me how every day you hear about, oh, this state is under shelter in place. Oh, there are 7 states that are still not in shelter in place. So I'm like, well, how is this thing supposed to stop if we're not on it all together?
All right, well,
it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, we'll discuss that when we come back from break. This is Gangstar.
Okay.
Take Flight.
God get tight, it's serious.
Listen, I'm running through the spot.
Rhyme takes life. God get tight, it's serious.
Now if it's gonna go, it's gonna be that. 1 in the spiritual, 3 in the physical. OG soul like Smokey in the Miracles. Rhymey and lyrical. You want it? Here it go. We be in spots where bitch niggas better go. A racist. Still smack faces, grab you by your neck, smash your head in the basement. Godly, still controlling the square. Do the competition, get the fuck out of here. We got the faces in the locks off, just in case you jump off. Count to 3, only these niggas jump off. For the love of hip hop, what's it worth? For the pain of hip hop, we bringing the hurt. Fake niggas, we putting the dirt. Silly rap nigga, wearing a skirt. We unbeatable, don't even try. Fuck around, lay around, do or die. It's a militia.
Rhyme take flight, God get tight, it's serious.
If it's gonna go, it's gonna be that.
Rhyme take flight, God get tight.
It's a militia. It's doing real.
Let's see if you can rap and step with this production. I never left, plus I kept me some. And I could use them, these MCs that kept fronting. They watched me unload and explode, I kept jumping. The Black Bruno, with the Mac Uno. Crush you like a black sumo, I'm back, you know. The man of the hour, I'm the man of the year. Make room and understand I'm here. Now my clientele is the most regal. I crush brain cells, my name rings bells to most people. You broke the rules, so I'ma have to get at you. Pussy is pitiful, your crew can catch a clip of you. Always to twist at you, watch the way I lift his jewels. He's woozy, excuse me while I rip this dude. I light it up while you get touched with E. And your chick steady falling in love with me. Rhymes take flight, God get tight, it's serious.
If it's gonna go, it's gonna be that.
Rhymes take flight, God get tight.
It's a militia.
raw. No, it's the gang gang star across my chest. Ongoing on my nevertheless solar rest. We robbing the rappers, the dragon, the pain is an attic stabbing you, leaking from holes you didn't know you was having. Bitch niggas take flight when bump pick up the mic. I write what rappers wanna be like in real life. This bitch your favorite song with verses crazy long, cause I do what the fuck I want on every song. And you bitches are mad cause you spit a facade for fad niggas who thought hip hop was really gone, but not for very long. I'm back to carry on like a Marshawn Lynch running through every song. Like rappers take a knee, all races in any race, Freddie Fox put that ox to their faces. And fuck your music is the basis, cause my shit hard, ripped through the guards, playing militia.
Together you got smooth drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F. N. Word and Miss Brown Sugar. That was Gangstar, Take Flight. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. Hmm. You know what time it is, Brown Sugar?
Time to get ill?
Yeah, that too.
Is it time to get ill? Yeah.
It's time to get ill.
I'm ready.
Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
Oh, well. Groundhog Day. That shit that happened again. Confederate History Month. You know it's April,
okay,
right? April is Confederate History Month. If people out there.
For real. Know.
For real.
I didn't know.
They get a whole month. Nigga, and it's not just like, well, I guess it is the backwards places. Alabama, because there's seven states that celebrate Confederate History Month, not on the low, on the high, right? So you just, it's out front with it. Like, hey, Alabama, Florida, of course, since 2007, Georgia, since 1995, Louisiana, Mississippi, Texas since 1999, and Virginia, who may be the worst because they did it, they started in 1994 to 2002 and stopped and was like, you know, we went through 7 years without Confederate history, and they reopened it back up in 2010. Like, we just gotta have it. It just, our lives aren't complete without Confederate History Month. Now, what does this have to do with Groundhog Day? You know, most people would say racism, whatnot. But you remember that dude who played for the San Francisco 49ers? Quarterback.
Oh,
that dude.
There's lots of them.
Yeah,
so,
but I'm talking about that one dude. He had the afro.
Oh, yeah, that one.
I remember that dude. I'm trying to think of that dude. Had the advertising with Nike.
Kaepernick.
Yeah, I barely remember that guy, right? Remember, he was unpatriotic because he knelt during the national anthem. It's unpatriotic. So I had to look up what unpatriotic meant, because I first looked it up and it said unpatriotic meant not patriotic.
Okay.
Real simple, right?
Alrighty.
Yeah, so I was like, all right, no, I got to look it up. So I looked it up, and unpatriotic means, is defined as, according to Oxford, not feeling or showing love for or devotion to one's country. That's unpatriotic, right?
Okay.
According to Oxford. So, according to the history that you learned, Brown Sugar, would you say the Confederates were patriotic?
I guess. I mean, in their own weird way, yeah. I mean, what they thought was patriotic.
Yeah, I mean, but no, I'm saying because, you know, unpatriotic, you know, because remember, Kaepernick was unpatriotic because he knelt and he disrespected the red, white, and blue, the stars, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Did the Confederates, did they use that same flag?
They had their own.
They had their own. So is that disrespecting the flag?
Oh, goodness.
Is that disrespecting the flag?
No, because they were law. Their laws, they made up their laws and they were law. So, no. And their eyes, no. But I.
No. But what we're saying is, so there's one flag that we supposed to be riding with. Right?
Yeah.
Supposed to be riding with
but
the good
they thought
old
they were America, though. They thought they were America. And at that Not time, you. They were America.
Yeah, they were Confederates.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. They're Confederates, right? Maybe. Kind of, sort of.
Yeah.
I mean,
I guess.
Yeah, but, I mean, so we've established that they have their own flag. It was.
Yeah.
Orange, blue, and white. Because I know that because on that TV show Dukes of Hazzard, they had that on their car.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Had a whole show on it. They went like 5 seasons.
Yeah.
So I mean, technically, we could say that they were not being patriotic. Because they didn't want to be a part, because they succeeded from the United States. They was like,
mm-hmm.
No, we out, right? We out. So, if you celebrate the people that succeeded from the United States and were unpatriotic, that kind of makes you unpatriotic. Or am I?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know how that works. I've never understood
the
Patriot game, right? I don't like the New England Patriots. It's like I don't understand the Patriot game.
It only, but it doesn't apply to everybody. So that I mean, it doesn't apply to everybody.
Who's it apply to?
It applies to anybody who goes against what their belief is.
I mean, because I'm just saying, so if you're in one of them 7 states, you're in one
mm-hmm.
of them 7 states, and you're like, Confederate History Month is for me, I'm saying that you're kind of like, you should be like a suspect, like an enemy of the state.
Well, no.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think so. No, I don't.
No, I'm saying, so you're a Confederate, right? The Confederates were clearly against the United States government. They left all of them, and if you had the American flag, they would shoot at you. They were serious. It wasn't words. They actually would load their gun, because that's how they did it back then, and they would aim and shoot at you. If you had the American flag. That's what the Confederates did. They shot at you if you had the American flag. They didn't kneel. They didn't kneel in a silent, nonviolent protest. They shot
no.
at you. Or stabbed
but
you with their gun. They had the knife back
there. Their laws were once American.
Yeah, they were once American.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they said, nah, we ain't for that foolishness y'all talking. So we moving on, and we going to be the Confederate States. Unpatriotic. And if you come in here with your American flag, we will shoot you.
Yeah.
Kind of was reality, right? We will shoot you.
But don't you feel like the Confederate flag or the Confederate way of life or their philosophy or whatever you want to call it is intertwined in America? I mean, that it's intertwined.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think the only difference is they stood their ground on what they believed. Americans, you know, kind of hide behind, oh, we're not about that, but what they really are, that, you know, it would be the soft side of that, right?
My understanding of history was this. So you had two sides. There was the textile rudimentary people in the South who wanted to make money in a non-evolved way. And the people in the North who understood and saw the Industrial Revolution coming and was like, we got to get that paper on a whole other level. The people in the South did not understand getting that paper on that whole other level. And so, I mean, the slavery, I mean, because it didn't matter whether you were in the North and the South, you still were considered less. So, I mean, it just, you were just way lesser in the South than you were in the North.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, by definition of the argument, yes, it's intertwined. Obviously, seven states who recognize unpatriotism at its highest level. And I mean, because the Civil War was unpatriotism at its highest level. Because once again, they would shoot at you. Not nonviolent protests, not kneeling. I would pick up my gun and shoot you if you got that flag. And so when you have people who actually support this, and like the Mississippi governor came out and was like, yeah, it's Confederate History Month. You know, he came out the other day like, you know what? We just got to be as unpatriot as possible, unpatriotic as possible. In my eyes. My eyes could be
and
wrong.
And celebrate it?
Yeah, they celebrate it. You know,
you're trying to make sense of something that is nonsense.
No, I actually wasn't. I was hoping that they would actually go out there and have Civil War reenactments. You know, I would hope that they would all go out and come together and have rallies. I would support that.
19 seconds.
I would truly.
And for okay.
Yeah. I think it's important that people, the sons of the Confederacy, whatnot, that they come together. Right now, especially.
With the six feet.
You know what? Come together, shake hands.
60 seconds.
Share the love. I believe it's your God given right to do that.
Yeah,
so,
you're right. It is.
All the people who celebrate Confederate History Month, please go to your nearest Confederacy headquarters, congregate, come together as one. Please. And on that note, from Ms. Brown Sugar, I'm Mr. F the N Word. This is another Smooth Drum production, and we're out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where the hell did you get your news from?
Drummer. together you've got to move. Drummer.